Thus we see. Crying? Me? Nah, I've just got something in my eye. I park in front of the grocery store and turn off the ignition. Just before I get out, I glance at my rearview and see that my eyes are bloodshot. What can you do? Entering the store, I know that either I look stoned, allergic, or like I've been crying. I wasn't stoned or allergic. I'd just been listening to some music on the drive over. It doesn't really matter what song it was, but if you must know, the video's posted at the bottom of today's post. I cry all the time, but rarely out of sadness, pain, or frustration. It is usually because something touches my heart, usually in a good way, and a lot of times it isn't really convenient. I'm the guy who wept like a baby during the first 10 minutes of Up. I'm also the guy that gets teary telling my EC about some article I read. I'm also the guy that sometimes sits and types blog posts and books through his tears and runny nose. Mind you, I'm not a glutton for punishment. I don't go seeking out tear-jerking movies or listen to despondent music. I'm not a masochist. My leaky eyes do seem kind of stupid and not manly in a manly sort of way society likes to define manliness. But I'm okay with that. Whenever I find my eyes leaking a little in a church meeting, listening to music, watching a movie, or having a conversation, I feel a small reassurance. Somehow, in a lifetime of challenges, in a cold, cruel world full of anger and hatred, I've managed to preserve a little bit of softness in my heart. Boys don't cry? Yeah, whatever. It is also possible that as I've grown older, I'm more comfortable embracing that soft, squishy part of my heart. I'm nowhere near the President Eyring Masterclass level of public tears, but I have had to pause and gather my wits when speaking now and again. Having a soft heart helps us believe and act accordingly. Even Nephi wasn't too fired up to do what Lehi asked of him, until he was able to have his heart tenderized. Quote, I did cry unto the Lord, and behold, he did visit me, and did soften my heart, that I did believe all the words which had been spoken by my father. Wherefore, I did not rebel against him like unto my brothers. 1 Nephi 2:16. After that moment, Nephi was all fired up to, quote, go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, unquote. 1 Nephi 3:7. Being a crybaby does not ensure that a heart is soft. It could mean that we're just easily manipulated emotionally. There is a difference. One of the best quotes I've ever read on this subject is from Sister Bonnie Oscarson, the former Young Women General President of the Church, in an article about youth activities. Quote, the Spirit does not come through overly sensational or dramatic attempts to manipulate emotion. Let's be careful that we don't create experiences in which the youth may mistake experiencing strong emotional feelings, such as sadness or surprise, for feeling the Spirit. Occasionally we hear of youth who think if they are not crying like everyone else, they must not be feeling the Spirit. Appropriate activities will invite the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in sweet, quiet ways, and we all react to those personal feelings in our own ways. Our hope is that our youth are learning to recognize the Spirit of the Lord and will not be deceived by false substitutes. We need to be able to discern the difference and be familiar how the Holy Ghost speaks to our hearts, which can be wildly individualized. Elder Gerald Lund gave an entire talk about hearts. In it, he put it on us to evaluate the soft/hardness of our hearts. Quote, Mormon wrote of the Nephites, their souls were filled with joy and consolation because of their yielding their hearts unto God. Isn't that something we all seek, brothers and sisters, to be visited by the Holy Ghost, to have the Lord draw closer to us, to find joy and consolation in our lives? If so, then carefully assessing the condition of our hearts is one of the most essential things we can do in this life. He went on to acknowledge that, quote, the heart is a tender place. It is sensitive to many influences, both positive and negative. It can be hurt by others. It can be deadened by sin. It can be softened by love. The condition of our hearts directly affects our sensitivity to spiritual things. Let us make it a part of our everyday striving to be open with our hearts to the Spirit. Since we are guardians of our hearts, we can choose to do so. We choose what we let in or hold out. Fortunately, the Lord is anxious to help us choose wisely. Close quote. Thanksgiving is a welcome time of year to reflect on our blessings. Expressing gratitude has a natural effect of softening our hearts. It also affects the hearts of those we express gratitude for, which makes the case that gratitude is best expressed outwardly, not just inwardly. It is great to tell Heavenly Father that I'm grateful for my Elders Quorum President. it is an even better thing to tell my Elder Quorum President, too. The best way to soften a heart is to use it. We can actually take advantage of the season and spirit of Thanksgiving as an opportunity to check the condition of our hearts and work towards letting the Holy Ghost help us make adjustments, if needed. He is best at it, and that's part of his job. Alma 24:8. And behold, I thank my great God that he has given us a portion of his Spirit to soften our hearts. So, if you ever see me at the movies and I'm the guy who is slow to get up, and you catch me doing that fake yawn, wipe the eyes move, know that I'm just fine with that. I'm even old and wise enough to know to shove a few tissues in my pocket in advance. You know, just in case I get something in my eye. Best wishes for a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.